Watch judo warrior congressional candidate combats leftist extremism in hilariously epic ad. By Paul Bois on October 11, 2021. In an ad that will surely get the internet talking over its unabashed theatrics, congressional candidate Rich Moon of New York dons a judogi as he delivers some judo justice to left-wing extremism. Amid sweeping shots of Washington, D.C., that could have been ripped from a Jason Bourne trailer, the ad kicks off with one of those in-a-world narrators as fast cuts offer glimpses of a tough, no-nonsense judo warrior preparing to battle with the ultimate enemy, the evil forces of the left. In a world where corruption reigns, where freedom is crushed, where America is under siege, and our future rests in the hands of tyrants, one man has risen from the darkness to defeat the evil forces of the left and save our nation from destruction, Rich Moon, The Voice proclaims. After highlighting his professional accomplishments in pharmaceuticals, the ad proclaims that Rich Moon, a third-degree black belt in judo, will beat whatever stands in his way. Rich Moon will be running for New York's 23rd congressional district in the 2022 midterm elections, which swung hard for former President Donald Trump during the 2020 election. Current Representative Tom Reed, RNY, will not be seeking re-election after a woman accused him of inappropriate touching at a bar 4 years ago, according to Press Connects. In a statement, Reed apologized to former lobbyist Nicolette Davis after the Washington Post reported Friday that an intoxicated Reed rubbed her back, moved his hand outside her shirt, unfastened her bra and continued to grope her in a bar in Minneapolis, noted the outlet. For Rich Moon to become the next congressman for NY23, he will have to win the upcoming primary nomination and defeat whoever the Democrats put up. Both former President Trump and Tom Reed won the district handily during the 2020 election. On his website, Rich Moon describes himself as a political outsider, father, successful small businessman, and community pharmacist, who will bring a fresh, conservative perspective to Congress. Limiting spending and making government work are his top priorities. It's time to get the insiders out of Washington.